life now. A new daughter and a new male child. A new swagger with some real style. New car, new house, brand new spouse. Little shitty dog named Klaus, new smile on his mouth. Wouldn't say that we're forgotten, cause we developed a plan. Once a month he takes the time to hang with his old fam. Half a day to let you know he still cares and such. Won't grow apart too much from being out of touch. But he wasn't there for him on the daily and the basis. In order to drop jewels like stay clear of the races. Heavy promises became weightless. Sincerity became fakeness. He's praying for his heart to ache less. Time is passing by, yet his scars remain ageless. He called him on the phone to say, "Pops, this'll take just a minute of your time." But his wishes were divine by the disenchanted tone at the end of the line. Hang up, try to look strong in front of mom. Back up, John, start looking forward to the day you're gonna see him on. Now you're eye to eye and you receive an embrace from a lost heart that's pumping blood up to a guilty face. He's gonna try to find ways to make up for the last 29 days. Or was it 30? I think he heard me. In situations like this, his speech becomes wordy. He's got 100 million ways to tell me not to worry. But this time, I wasn't hanging on his every sentence. Ears crippled by the pain of negligence, it wasn't vengeance. He spoke, I couldn't hear a word, I zoned, it looked like I observed. My only thoughts were missing out on love that I deserve. Trying to convince myself I'm weak within the mental. But silence breaks because the father's guidance is essential. He's looking down with a smile, saying in the future will be great pals. Yeah, dad, but what about the now? Johnny, come and leave your dad alone now. Yeah, it's just you and mama now. Stop the crying now. Just try to smile now. Try to think of other things now. Mama's got another date now. You can get through all the anger and the hate now. Calm down and wipe your face now. I know it seems to be hard, but I promise you we'll make it through somehow.
And now,
little girl, their firstborn, their sunshine. Never gonna lead her wrong, get it right one time. Here's how it goes. She's off to school and dancing on her toes. At an hour long ballet class and onto the piano. 2 hours of repetition, emulating classic music compositions. Do your homework with precision. By 9 o'clock she collapses in a heap of dizziness. But sleep so tomorrow you'll repeat your busyness. She got straight A's and spoke of her stress. But her maydays were drowned out by the melees. Her mom and dad trying to blame each other different ways. She's stopping gaze, thinking how it drives her crazy when their voices raise. This dilemma ruins most of her days. From her perfection was expected, and it's hectic working hard without receiving any praise. At night she cries and she lays. Then she wakes up, washes up, smiles and goes along like it's okay. On to high school, there's more intensity within her cycle. She's making all the guys drool. Here come the extra tight rules. No mates, not with college on the plate. Practice hard, study hard, steady focus, keep your head straight. Now she's a nervous wreck, looking to collect anything that she can smoke, swallow, drink or inject. When she was mentally gone, she went to the prom. Had dates and actually could sit down, discuss relationships with her mom. But tell me, how much pressure can a person take before they break it? Maybe drugs just on a large enough escape. So one night she turned in but stayed up late at a desk with a single piece of paper in a paper mate. Here's mama for the routine, wake at daybreak. What she saw made her knees shake, the death of dear Kate. The note said, here's the future of your fucking perfect child. Please be proud, I'm living for the now. Do your work, clean your room now. Take the makeup off your face now. Eat your dinner now. Get off the phone now. Leave the boys alone now. Saturday night, you staying home now. Go to your room and sit alone now. Katie with the needle, how? Look, baby, mama needs you now. Breathe now. God, why did this have to be now?